Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 is the number. I'm lacking sleep. I'm a little tired, but fired up today, Bart Scott. How you doing?
Well, at least y'all got the diz up. Hit my boy up, saw him getting ready. I was like, well, maybe they letting him do it from the crizzib. Looked up like, damn.
We don't do the crizzib. No, no. You're on television, so there's no crizzib.
But you got a nice setup. You do. You can.
During COVID I did. Yeah, during COVID I was able to do that. But no, you're in studio. We're there. Well, I was there till almost 2 o'clock in the morning. So of course, this is Bart Scott at 12:33 a.m. as we're getting ready for the post game show last night after the Knicks beat the Warriors, and he sends me Time to Shine. This is of course after I sent Bart a video of her, H-E-R, playing some hoop.
Didn't you shoot that the other day? She got game.
Yeah, I didn't know she could ball.
Yeah, man. She little, yeah, too.
Listen to Jake's already chiming. He's like, oh, yeah.
Man, listen.
Do you want me to send you that video, or did you see it?
Oh, no.
Nationwide I think you should send is it. On your side.
You know, she has that played horse with Mikal Bridges.
Did she beat him?
He beat her, and her had to say that.
Hold on, which Bridges? You know what I'm saying? Hey,
Mikal?
Mikal, not
she's,
Miles.
She's wearing Clippers gear at, it's not Staples, whatever, Crypto. And she got buckets, man, shooting threes.
She cute. Hey, listen, there's nothing like a cute athlete.
I mean, pretty impressive. All right, Jake, I'll send it to you, Jake, because I know you need this today.
Jake need that, son.
Yeah. We already have, by the way, a request for music today. I think today might be a request day.
We do?
I feel like it. Right? Tone's already been set.
We should play all West Coast because we kicked that his ass, see?
Yeah.
We own the West. You know what I'm saying? Just like I said, we was going to win all those games, and Allen was against me, and I was like, yo, Allen, I feel something, dog. They going to get in their groove, and they been in their grizzle, son.
Coming up next on Things That Never Happened.
Told you they was going to sweep these three games, man. They was going to go on the 6-game winning streak.
Yes.
They're going to let OG chill because they're like, man, we got homecoming coming, man. We don't need you for homecoming.
You saw all this coming, didn't you? You just knew, didn't you?
I asked the psychic hotline.
Uh-huh.
Dionne Warwick told me.
Where do we begin, though? Do we begin with the win, or do we begin with the concerning news about an injury or at least a issue? Well, and losing OG Anunoby once again. Which way do we go? Do we get that out of the way, or do we? I'm not overly concerned.
Let's bask in the celebration, right? Let's go happy, glass half full. Because I feel like the OG thing isn't as big as of an issue as people think.
Oh, it is.
It's going to happen. I think he's listen. If it was just bone spurs, if it wasn't ligament stuff, then I don't think it's like, you know what I mean, it's just time. And I think he'll
like
be
you've
able to
been
stuff.
Through this. So what is going on with him that they're calling it a flare up, and that he had to get an MRI? They said the MRI is clean.
Yeah, it gets irritated.
But they sent him home though. What you've been through this injury, you know exactly what he's dealing with. You had a clean out too of bone spurs in the elbow. You told me he'd be fine. Why is this happening?
But I played once a week, not three times in 2 weeks in a week. I ain't played three times in a week.
Okay,
right. So like you know, I brace mine up, and I told you he should have a sleeve on. He needs pressure. He needs
kinesiology
tape is wacky, D, man. That don't do nothing. That's like some stuff that they told, it lifts your skin up and it brings blood flow in. Come on, man. Stop me.
Not buying it. Put it right on there.
It's a placebo. You know what I mean? He might need the old school rubber sleeve, like something like that gives him good pressure.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? That protects him from getting hit just for a little while. You know what I mean? Then when the playoffs come, you could take it off. But, you know, you did have surgery. And you are doing something that you haven't done in a month, and you know it's gonna flare up. You're gonna get fluid in there.
Surgery 6 weeks ago.
But you're gonna get fluid in there.
Okay.
Like it's gonna swell up. It's just pressure from fluid.
Right.
Like I said, he got to make sure that he's. They do this thing where the stem, and then like the trainer grounds itself, and then he takes baby powder, and they try and move the swelling out of the area.
Okay.
Afterwards, you're going to have compression sleeve, keeping the swelling out of the area. And I told you, man, you got to get that Celebrex. Now, back in the day, bruh, they had that Vioxx. That was like liquid crack, all swelling gone. Now, if you was over 50 to 60, you could have a heart attack and die.
Not
but
good.
He's young and he's in shape, so he shouldn't die. But, man, if he can find some old-school Vioxx on the black market, oh, Vioxx.
Oh, the cortisone do anything or nothing?
It's swelling. You know what I mean? So it's not. I don't think that's going to do anything. That's for pain.
Right, so you can. So you what the, you're
the
insisting
is for the pressure.
You're insisting that he'll be fine, right? Is that what you're telling me?
It's going to do this a couple more times, and he'll be. It should settle in, and the body should get used to doing that during like the playoffs. He should be fine. But it's going to do that. It's going to flare up, right? And you know, maybe during the playoffs, it might be one game where it flares up. You know what I mean?
Great.
But you got to keep that Vioxx in. Now, the problem is when you're doing the Celebrex, but he's only doing it in short spurts. They just got to check his kidney to make sure that his kidney's not shutting down. But take Celebrex. It's the cost of being an athlete, Alan. Take some Celebrex, put a damn elbow sleeve on it. He's going to be uncomfortable to shoot because he don't like something on his elbow to shoot. And he's going to have to get used to it a little bit. And then the closer and closer you get away, he'll be able to take it off.
So
you go
if
from
I
an elbow pad to a sleeve.
Okay. Like, again, you've been through this, which is why I'm taking everything you say, you know, the from the experience that you've had.
Yes.
But
he's not going to damage his kidneys in a month. It's only when you take Celebrex for like 4 months, 5 months, then they got to check your kidneys, make sure you ain't going to die. Your kidney ain't going to just fall out one day.
Tom Thibodeau said he's day-to-day.
Yes.
But he's not – he went home. They sent him home before the game last night
because
get an MRI.
Because they playing scrubs. Because you know why? He's
playing
concerned.
The Warriors,
he's
and then
concerned.
They're playing the Denver Nuggets.
Well, he knew he couldn't do that, and they got what they came for now.
Well, three out of the four already.
Yeah.
Thursday's house money in Denver.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They got what they came for. Baby.
I mean, you want to be greedy and say get them all, right? When's the last time they swept a West Coast trip like that? So you want to get greedy, but reality is that you fly
fat
home
pigs,
3-1, and you are happy and fat, and then you're playing.
Fat pigs,
you know, you come
slaughter.
Home for a bunch of games now.
I might even rest people against Denver just to ensure that I'm ready for the next game.
You know what? I mean, you have 2 days off before you play them. You don't play them until Thursday.
Hey, I might tell Josh Hart, who played 48 minutes,
oh
arm man, AC Green. You know what I'm saying? That's that reminds me when I played 120 snaps against Houston, Texas, son.
Duh, what is why? That like? Like, do you get tired or are you just –
I didn't even know.
You didn't know, right?
I didn't even know. Like, I missed a tackle, like, late in the game. And the coach came to me. I was like, oh, man. You know, you watch film. You're like, damn, they're going to get me for missing that tackle.
Right.
He was like, man, I'm sorry. I'm like, what? He's like, I'm sorry. I'm like, what you talking about? He's like, you don't know? I'm like, no, what you talking about? I'm like, man, you played 120 snaps. I say, damn! Can I get a bonus?
Crazy. But you want to hear something funny, because Josh Hart is that guy, right? So he played 48 minutes. He's the first Nick to play a full 48-minute game. Like, you know, obviously four quarters, not minutes into the overtime. This is 48 minutes in a regulation game. First player to play every minute since Jared Jeffries back in 2010. But I'll take it even further. He also had a triple-double.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
it was a low triple-double.
It was low. No, it was 10-11-11.
Yeah, it was low.
And his shooting was, you know, was really bad. But he got to 10. And it's funny because
– got no legs.
When they
asked him, shooting was bad.
Well, they asked him after the game about it, and he just said, well, I'm not contributing anything offensively, so I got to do something. And so he was literally just giving you all he's got and everywhere else. But it's been 50 years since the Knicks had a player
and that's
play
great.
All 48 and get a triple-double. And we're talking about Walt Clyde Frazier.
Yeah.
That's
I
crazy.
Love Clyde, man.
The last NBA player to do it was Rajon Rondo back in like 2014, 2015.
I'm glad this happened because I think on the backside, this just reminds us that Clyde Frazier's that dude.
My God.
I don't think he gets the credit for being arguably the second greatest Saluki behind me ever to go through that. The second greatest Saluki, man,
second
of all
greatest,
time. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no, hold up. Clyde in the Hall of Fame, I'm in the Hall of Fame. So, like, when we go to go college careers,
like
you know what I'm saying? I put mine right against his. Clyde,
like
I'm the man up
he
at
won
SI-
NIT.
I'm
he
the man
won
at
NIT.
SIU.
What'd you do?
I won four games, which was a miracle to play with them scrubs I was playing with, dog. All my teammates out there, I love y'all, but y'all were some bums. I was playing with the Bad News Bears, the Longest Yard.
How many NFL guys you have on your roster that when you played?
Man, I ain't had nobody make it to Arena League. That's how bad we were. I ain't had nobody make it to Arena 2. That's how thugged out I was, son. I was out there, a long ranger, Roscoe Jenkins, team of me.
Everybody graduated and they got jobs.
Everybody.
Well,
yeah,
again,
all of them didn't graduate. I ain't going to go that far.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, still.
Probably got
35%. But what you just said, though, I do like that. Anytime you can do that, and it's all sports, when you have a player that does something that has been done a long time and it goes back to like one of the all-time greats, it does remind a whole generation of fans who didn't see it or didn't really know about it. It reminds them, hey, this guy was that guy. He was that dude. Like, think about how good he was. Like, the Jalen Brunson stuff, guard scoring. Uh-huh. And I got to tell you about guard scoring. Yeah, well, Frazier did this. You know, Richie Guerin did this. And people are like, who the hell is Richie Guerin? Richie Guerin was the first guy to score 50 points in a game for the Knicks. This guy was dropping 50 on people in the 1950s.
Yeah, people, the commoners, you know, people that helicopter in that's not from here just became Knicks fans. They just think he this weird dude that's still stuck in the 70s. With drapery clothes on. You know what I'm saying? No, he was that dude. And the reason why he keep them clothes on, because he was getting a lot of action with them clothes on. You know what I'm saying? I saw the stories, you know, where he had a Rolls Royce back in the day coming down with them chops looking like Sugar Shaft cousin. Nope. Mm-hmm. He was getting all the nookie. I mean, I'm sorry he married. I apologize, Clyde. But that was back in the day. Statue of limitations are over. You can't even get in trouble for what you did back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So they just think he this dude that's rhyming and jiving and grooving and smoothing and all that stuff. Nah, man, he was that dude. But not to be outdone, Josh Hart ain't even a damn story.
This is what I mean. And by the way, just one of these. Jalen Brunson had 34 points and 7 assists. Yeah,
we expect that.
Dude's averaging 40.3 points per game on the road trip. But you're right. The story of the night is Deuce McBride.
We got to say, do we change the way we say his name? When you ball like that, we can't just say your name, McBride.
You don't want to just do the, like, Deuce. You don't want to do that?
No, because everybody got that. Joe Doom. Like, anything you got, something like McBride. Nah.
You want to do that?
Make.
I don't know if I want to do that. That sounds like a minion.
Right. Sounds like he can get a character on Fortnite.
You know what it sounds like? You know, around this time, you know, Easter, where they do the Cadbury bunny?
Yeah.
But he's laying an egg, so he makes the chicken sound. That's what it sounds like. Jake, if you could find that, the Cadbury bunny who sounds like a chicken sound, that's what Bart's doing right now.
Right.
Do you want to hear let's throw accolades at this kid, the second round pick from West Virginia, who is done. You talk about development, and it's a lot of the stuff that I always say, what you do in the dark shows in the light. A guy that has put in a lot of time in the practice gym when he wasn't playing, just getting better and better and better and better. We always knew that he had the defensive side, and oh, by the way, lock and trailing on Steph Curry all night long. He played 46 minutes, and all of it was him guarding Steph Curry, who did have 27. But he was just making him work and making him work. And on the other side,
Joe Dumars is.
He was
right
just
there.
Knocking three after three. Like, he got off to a hot start from three, and he made a big three late. So the decision to go with Deuce McBride in the starting lineup, knowing that OG wasn't available, the Knicks played small, and it worked out. It worked out well. Here's Tibbs explaining the decision to go with Deuce McBride as a starter rather than Precious Achiuwa.
The game in New York, they loaded up on Jalen pretty good. So we wanted to add more shooting to the floor, so that's really why we did it. When they sent the second defender, now you got another three-point shooter out there. We thought that would make a difference. We started the game in New York in the hole. We were down 14-0 to start the game, and then we worked our way back, and it was a four-point game with 6 minutes to go, so we didn't want to fall in that hole to start the game, particularly on the road, so we felt that would give us our best chance.
Now, you remember that game back at the Garden? It was February 29th. That. Went down 14-0, right? They were losing that game, down 14-0.
We call that the Tessable.
They were down. Yes, that's right. You were there. It was 31-19 after the first quarter. The Knicks missed a ton of threes early, and they chased the rest of the game. And that's when they started Precious Achiuwa in that game. And it was like the Warriors just used their speed and quick to everything else, and the Knicks couldn't keep up.
They doubled the hell. Remember?
And they were doubling the hell out of Brunson, right? So what he did there was, you're going to double Brunson. I need another three-point shooter on the floor. Right. And McBride, you don't know about him. You think about him as defensively. He's a 40% three-point shooter. And he's worked on his three. And so he can make those catch-and-shoot threes. The Warriors left him open early in the game, and he hit his first three threes, and the rest is history. The Knicks got off to the – they were up 15-4 in this game. So they flipped the script. They get off to the good start, and the Warriors had to chase them the rest of the night. So it was a brilliant move in the starting lineup. And it was also, again, a tip of the cap to Tom Thibodeau and his coaching staff for having this group ready. No OG Anunoby is a big deal.
But to make the adjustments, remember, I said that, right? I said, hey, this team just saw that team before we got off the air yesterday. And I said, let's see what the adjustments are. I guarantee you they're not going to get off to that slow start because they got killed with that slow start last time.
Now, here, so you want to do this?
Make.
Right? That's what you want to do? It sounds like this.
Yeah. Yeah, make, burn.
I always have to make that a thing now. I really think that works.
Because you got to make it. Because you want to make it. Because you want to make it funny.
McBride. And like just think, doesn't that sound like it?
And just think. Just think. They can make like a little bunny to be his avatar. You know what I'm saying?
We have to make this a thing now. All right. I need you. Not our Jake. Not Jacob. But I need Jake.
Deuce is like trying to be
Jake,
cool,
our
like,
social media guy. I know he's listening. I need you to take this. And take the bunny, put him in a Deuce McBride jersey, and make that put that on social media.
McBride,
it's hilarious.
Just McBride. You know what I'm saying? McBride.
It's so stupid. It's funny.
Man, he make a lot of money selling some bunnies of himself with a jersey for kids, especially when Easter coming around.
Be incredible.
Cheese on the taco, baby. I'm about that.
Now he was ready to go, which is what you love about this team. Because we've talked about all the different players. You know, Isaiah Hartenstein played great. He, you know, you talk about a guy that stepped up against Sabonis. Hartenstein in Sacramento, tremendous. And he talked about his preparation for that game, being ready, mentally locked in. I'm shutting this guy down when it matters. And he did in the fourth quarter. Well, again, you're not going to completely take somebody out of a game, but you want to make it tough on them. You want to slow them down. Here's McBride on how he prepared to play against only one of the greatest shooters, or the greatest shooter of all time, in Steph Curry.
A lot of film, understanding the routes he takes. Obviously, he doesn't stop moving. He's obviously the greatest shooter in history. So, you know, just trying to do my best and just continue to fight through screens, be physical, and do whatever I can to be disruptive.
All right, so I want to ask this question, Bart. And I, you know, I'm not trying to do the orange and blue glasses thing. I'm really not. I've seen a lot of people tell me that they love this team. That, you know, the reality. There's injuries. OG, we know what's going to happen with him. Is he going to be effective? He is when he plays, but the elbow thing flares up. Concern. Julius Randle still has not played contact yet. It's getting late. There's going to come a point, I think, in the coming week where the team's going to have to decide, what are we doing? Are we going to play or are we not? Like, if they can't clear him, they're going to have to live without him. So you know.
Surgery.
You know, Stephen A. was going on and on today on First Take about how if the Knicks are healthy, they can take on the Celtics. And I agree with him. You got to play that because that's an interesting thing that Stephen A. said today that everybody feels about this team. Go ahead. You got it? All right. You get it in a minute. But the point is that we know the reality is that if they can't get healthy, that this season is going to be one of those seasons that, and I said this the other day, and people got mad at me, but it's true. It's going to end in disappointment, but that doesn't mean that this window closes.
Nope.
It's just this year the reality has been the injuries, but you know you've got something here, and there's a core to it. Fans have told me this is my favorite Knicks team in a long time. Like they love the team, not because, oh, I think they can win a championship. Great. It's because, yes, that's it, Bart, because I love the way they play. You heard what Deuce said about being prepared. I told you about Hartenstein, how he talked to us about how I knew I was going up against Sabonis. I was ready for this game. I was going to play him physical. He likes to play physical. I'm ready for it. He took the fight to him. We already know about Brunson. Josh Hart will play 48 minutes and then get on the Peloton and do a class for Peloton. Like, these guys are all – they're wired differently. This group, there's something about them that I think a lot of fans are buying into because you see it. It's a genuine – tangible thing about them. And so I think it's a fair question to ask. 800-919-3776 is simply this. This is your favorite team, New York. Favorite team since who? Give me a team that you were in love with like this in New York. Who was a team that you were like, I just love the way they play. Love this team. And then maybe, you know, again, they are not a championship contender. But there's something about them that every night you know you're going to get their best. And you could see on this road trip, every reason last night after OG's injury to feel like, all right, well, we got two on the trip. Sacramento, that was not an easy win. Mike Brown left that game going, they outworked us. Steve Kerr left the game last night, they outworked us. As a fan, isn't that all you ask for sometimes? All right, so here's Stephen A. from First Take this morning. Listen, Bart.
If the New York Knicks get healthy, I believe they are the number one threat to the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference. I think they're going to the conference finals. Now, obviously, that's a lot to ask. Julius Randle separated shoulder. I don't know if he's ever going to be healthy, man. I was so depressed when he got hurt because I said, damn, listen, they 14 games over 500 right now. They'd be at least 20 games over 500 if Julius Randle had never gotten hurt, okay? They wouldn't win on no damn slump. Don't get me started with OG Anunoby and how efficient they have been defensively. Mitchell Robinson, if you had that big body, a rebound, and a shot blocker, the defense is already elite without him. Imagine what they would have been with them. So I'm looking at it from that standpoint. I love the pickups of Burks, Achiuwa, and obviously Bogdanovich. I'm looking at the New York Knicks right now, and let me tell y'all something right now. Orange and blue skies, baby. Orange and blue skies.
They've got something brewing here, and see, Stephen A. said it. The problem is we're not going to see it this year because of the injuries. But if you leave it alone, maybe you see it next year, Bart. Maybe you see it next year.
Are you concerned that, you know, Hartenstein has made himself so much money that you won't be able to resign him?
You can. You got his rights. You can resign him.
Okay.
You can. Like, that's the thing.
How do you work that balance?
I'm going to say it like this. It's only money.
Okay. How do you work that balance with him and Mitchell Robinson?
That's one thing you got to figure out.
When somebody's played that much, then you tell them go be a secondary role. They're not going to be happy with that.
Or did Isaiah Hartenstein show you that he might fit better at the start?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. He does because he opens the court up.
And then what do you do with Precious Achiuwa? Precious Achiuwa is the same age as Obi Toppin. Is he a better piece behind Julius Randle than Obi Toppin was?
I think he is. But if we're going big game hunting, you're keeping Achiuwa.
Maybe you don't.
And the problem is, like, they've had the success without
Julius.
See what
I mean? Like,
Randle.
Do you go big game hunting, though? Remember I said if there's a star available, like a Karl-Anthony Towns?
Yes.
Do you really mess with this?
I think you do. Because you've seen them be successful without Julius Randle, right? All the success is happening with Julius Randle gone. Now, a lot of it happened with them.
No, they were 14-2 when he was playing in January.
I said we've seen it with them as well. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, you would think that, okay, well, maybe Cat gives them a bigger, taller guy and also a great three-point shooter.
But does he fit the mentality, though? Do you want to mess with it? Like, this is what I mean. Like, you see a group of guys that are they're workers. Like, they're going to fight you game in, game out. Like, Randle is a physical presence, and he's a guy that wants to play every night. He's never taken nights off. Now, the injuries these last couple of years now have been a concern, but they're not injuries that are, you know, breakdown injuries. They're more like that was a freak accident against the Heat. You know, the ankle roll, again, happened against the Heat, by the way. Last season going into the playoffs.
Buck coming, man.
No, I'm just saying, like, but that's what you get from him. Do you go and mess with whatever is brewing in this group? Do you mess with this, or do you say, you know what? I need to see this team healthy over the course of a season because this is a 50-win team. This is a 50-win team that could challenge the best in the East if they're healthy for the, you know, for a season. So that's kind of the question. Like, what do you do? Because look at this. Like, these games aren't won because, wow, they're just supremely talented. These games are won because they're well-coached, they respond to the coaching, and they're a group of players that buy into preparation and scouting reports and competing regardless of the odds that are against them, my opinion. That's what I see. I watch them every single night. It's my job. And I have never seen a Knicks team like this. The team that Melo had in 2013, the 54-win team, they were just better than a lot of teams. They were just really good. But there were nights where you're like, oh, my God. Like, you could just see, like, the frustrating stuff that does creep up. This team is not like that. The frustrating thing about this team is they'll have a night where they can't shoot a three. Like, that's, you know, that comes up every now and then. Or the injury stuff that they're overwhelmed. But I haven't seen a group like this since Patrick's days. Where these guys show up and they just want to fight every night. Every loose ball, every rebound. Like, it's just, it's different. That's all I'm saying.
No, I got you, but I'm just saying, you know, like, you're going to start hearing the rumblings about Julius Randle as well. Like, hey, he can't stay healthy. That's 2 years in a row. I know it's freak accidents, but you're going to hear that stuff too.
And he's due for an extension.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and that's a big decision. But I'm big on not messing with something when you have – like, Bart, have you ever been on a team where you felt like we got something here, and then all you do is you remove two pieces, and then suddenly it's like we're not the same. Why aren't we the same? We can't figure it out. We don't know why. Well, you know why, because you took those two pieces out. Like, I'll take you back, and this is, again, way off the – but Dinahan will know what I'm talking about. The Islanders in 93 went to the conference finals. That team was sort of an overachieving team, but there was something special that was brewing among them. Then there was the expansion draft. And what happened there was they left a couple of players exposed that were key pieces to how they played and also their locker room. Those guys left, like Tom Fitzgerald, who's now the GM of the Devils. He's one. I hated seeing him go. They let him go, and they kept Brad Dalgarno. There was another player. Healy was had a great run, the goalie. But there was like a couple of pieces that changed, and it just the whole chemistry just wasn't the same. And the following year, while they did make the playoffs, they got smoked by the Rangers in the first round. Like, it's just little stuff like that. After the 2013 season, they went and traded for Bargnani. He wasn't the right fit. It kind of messed with it, the chemistry. There was a couple of guys that they had removed there, and then suddenly they were a different team. Like, you just got to be careful sometimes when you have something special to make sure you keep that going into the next year and give it a full year and see what it could be. You feel me?
I feel you, but I'm just saying. Like, going from good to great. Like, you look at teams like the
it's got to be the right fit. Yeah, like, if you're telling me you could trade for Mikhail Bridges, I'm all for it. Because we know Bridges with his Villanova guys, he'll fit perfect. Like, there's certain personalities. And I don't know if it's – like, if it's Kevin Durant, oh, hell yeah. Because Kevin Durant can play with anybody. He can fit with anybody. But if it's like, you know, again, the Karl-Anthony Towns type thing, is he the same kind of dog that these guys are? Is he going to be as locked in and focused and, you know, all about the scouting report and all about preparation and I'm playing tonight no matter what? Is he going to be that guy every night? Because if he doesn't, it kind of messes with it. And then you say, well, you miss Randall because, boy, he would bring it. He's physical and all that stuff. Like, that's my biggest concern is I wouldn't want to mess with this. All right, 800-919-3776. We've got calls to get to. We will. We've got Mel's mock to get to. And Mel's mock is interesting if you're a Giants fan and as a Jets fan as well. A little curious some of the decisions that he has made in the latest mock draft from Mel Kiper on the locals. And plenty more to get to. Mike Williams is at the facility in Florham Park today, or at least expected to be. And fans are doing some funny things to try to convince him to never leave. All that and more is coming up, and we've got calls to get to. But before we do all of that, Bart, we got business to get to, and that includes Samwell.
Yeah, man. Friends, go see Dr. Jay Shah. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let your neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It's time for you to reclaim your active lifestyle, and all you have to do is call Dr. Jay Shah today at Samwell Pain. Dr. Shaw treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, and nerve pain. Dr. Shaw also is a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, no scars, no incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shaw and take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without any pain medication. Enjoy a pain-free life. Same day or next day appointments are available. Go to SamwellPain.com and put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make the appointment with Dr. Jay Shaw by going to SamwellPain.com and regain your active lifestyle and enjoy all your favorite activities pain-free. Samwell Pain now has 3 convenient locations, Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand new office in Englewood to serve Bergen County. Visit SamwellPain.com. You wish you met Dr. Jay Shaw a lot sooner. Most insurances are accepted.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Another big night from Jalen Brunson. Another win for the Knicks on their road trip. Brunson with 34 as the Knicks took down the Warriors. So what does Tibbs see in his point guard?
He's the ultimate leader, I think. When you study him, his entire career, the team accomplishments were amazing. And he was a great teammate in high school. He was a great teammate in college. You know, you're not replacing a Julius Randle or an OG or a Mitch individually. We can't do that, but we can do it collectively. And that's what I love about Jalen. He not only brings the best out of himself, he brings the best out of the team.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. During tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Long distance dedication here. Mike Scorpio, who tweeted before the show that this was a banger and he wanted to hear it.
I know the way it feels. That another bill. And it gotta be true.
This is one of the greatest. What do you call it? Is this a remix? Like, what would you call this?
No, this ain't a remix.
No,
this
what is it then? No, the original doesn't have the Human Nature mix in it. The original is just.
Yeah, this is definitely a remix. Like a.
Yeah, you call this a remix, right? There's also an a cappella version of this, too, but still. This is the best. I've never heard a song remix better than this.
Hold on, what's the one with, they got one with Michael Jackson hook in it.
That's what this is.
No, with Michael actually saying something.
Oh, I don't know. Well, you hear him in the background. Right here, you hear Michael, ready?
Yeah, that's true. This might be it. Yo.
This is definitely it.
Hey, after this, if we doing this SWV, let's come back with the other one from Above the Rim.
Okay.
Oh, that would go hard, Jake.
Yeah, no, I think we could do dedications today. Yes. I think we do it. Request line is open.
The one from Above the Rim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dope.
All right, we got that.
I think that was anything.
Yeah,
with
yeah go fast.
I know the one, yeah. All right, time now for a tournament update brought to you by Schweppes. So we got play-ins, all right? We got play-ins. And the West Region play-in, 6:40 p.m. local. Wagner, 16th seed. At least trying to get into the field of 64, taking on Howard. So Staten Island represent.
Howard?
Yeah, Howard.
Like D. Howard?
What do you mean?
HBCU?
Yes, Howard, yeah.
Oh, shucky.
Do you know any other Howard?
I don't know. There's so many colleges, and they just be making them up.
That's a great point.
It's some college out there. You're like, bro.
Do you know there's this incarnate word? Did you hear about that? Like, I didn't know. Where did that come from? Division I. Midwest region play-in is the later one. That's at 9 o'clock. Colorado State and Virginia. Virginia, of course, being there, has so many of the Big East people with Seton Hall and St. John's just growling at why is Virginia in this thing. But let's see if they win this thing, and then they could say, because we belong here. That's why. So yeah. Play-ins are tonight. And then, of course, the tournament begins on Thursday. And that's a tournament update presented by Schweppes. Schweppes offers Above the Rim refreshment and is so proud to sponsor the Big East Conference. Enjoy the madness and take a break from the hoops action with a Schweppes seltzer or Schweppes ginger ale. 800-919-3776 is the number. Just talking about the Knicks win last night while you were sleeping. A very impressive, gritty, once again, grind out kind of win. Brunson was great, but he wasn't even the story. In fact, he was probably the third story of the night.
Yeah, he's the third story.
I mean, you had Deuce McBride had a career night and defended Steph Curry for 47 minutes. And then Josh Hart played 48 minutes and had a triple-double. And the Knicks won their third game on this road trip. There's only one left in Denver. And they've won four in a row. They hold fourth place at the 41st win of the season. This is what Tom Thibodeau does late in the year. He gets his team ready, and they just start winning games, even though they lost OG Anunoby for at least the rest of this trip. And we'll see how much longer it goes because the elbow flared up, they said. So it's just impressive what this team has done. And I've just asked people, you know, as we've been talking about, I was like, this is your favorite team since Stephen the Carr.
Hey, how you doing, huh? Bart, appreciate you guys. Man, it's got to be – well, can I comment on last night real quick?
Go.
Okay, yeah. So, it's getting late. I hit a game before. So the Knicks were 7-point dogs right before
– Yeah, 6.5 was the – 6.5 was the last number I saw.
Yeah, so I'm like, you know, I went with the money line. And so I'm watching intensely that whole time. I mean, man, that depth is just amazing. Like you said, you took my words, Hart and McBride. I was shocked. Hart, coming off the court for 2 minutes, I mean, who does that nowadays in this NBA? They play every possession, like, with this killer instinct. You know, they're not giving you nothing easy. They're chasing loose balls. And it's got to be, I mean, I was a little kid, but the early 90s Knicks is the only team that I compare it to.
Yeah.
Even the Melo, Stoudemire,
They didn't get after it like this. They did not get after it like this. And I love
you
that.
You said multiple times grit. Yep. And you got to give a huge hand to the front office. I mean, bringing in Josh Hart, OG, even though he's traded, just, you know, the other Prince, McBride and whatnot, but I'm on board, man. If they're healthy, and I pray to God they do get fully healthy, I mean, look at what they did when they and they'll have Mitch Robinson in this scenario, but look at what they did when they had OG and Randall. They went on that, 9-game winning streak?
Yes. It makes you wish, anyway, Stephen A. mentioned it too, Steve, you know, and thanks for the call. It makes you kind of say, like, we deserve to see what this will look like. Right, like as you think, as basketball fans, this team, and it's been such a long time since New York has had something like this. As you say, like we deserve to see this team whole, and what it could do, because it's been so long. But unfortunately, I don't think we're going to see it this year. Dan is in Farmingdale. What's up, Dan?
Hey guys, thanks for having me. Last team that I mean, this team kind of blasted on the scene. And for me, it's the 09 Jets, obviously, getting 57 over. Just had stars across the defense, and it just came on, and they just came on and punched everyone in the mouth. And I fell in love with that team. So that's the last team that I – and the hard-nosed running of Tommy Jones and all that stuff. I love that team. And obviously, I think Bart can back me on that one.
Thug life.
You like that, Bart? I mean, that's –
You take one of ours, we taking two of yours.
Yeah, the attitude that you guys brought, you know, that's – it's Dave and Bayside agrees, right, Dave? That's the last team you could think of that you love like that?
Yeah, he stole my thunder. Because I remember the year because we were watching the playoffs in the bar, and we were shocked that they made the playoffs. I don't know if you remember you guys back then.
But Antonio Gonzalez. And then – caught the right, Atlanta. Then, we thought we was done. Dead foe.
Exactly. And then you guys won made it to the AFC Championship. I mean, we were shocked, you know. And you almost beat the Colts. I mean, it was a close game until the end. So, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I that team reminded me of that.
We was thugged out, man. We could have closed the deal where I wouldn't even be working right now. I'd just be
so
living
close.
For free forever.
So, so close. Jay in Queens, Jay.
What's going on, man? First, I just want to shout out that 012. 013 Knicks team, man, J.R. Smith, Jason Kidd, you know, watching Carmelo just shoot the ball beautifully was great times in my life. So shout out to them. But I wanted to ask, do you think maybe they should just sit OG Anunoby until the playoffs start?
Now, you got to work through it. Right? You have to play so you can know how to deal with it. Right? You can't just sit him. He showed that he can come back. So if he just sits it and it doesn't work through it, his body don't get used to the movements again, then it's going to flare up when you don't need him to. You know what I mean? You just got to work through it. It's like when you got a high ankle sprain, you come back and it's still you still ding it every once in a while, but you got to push through it knowing that, okay, it's structurally fine. It's just swelling, inflammation, irritation. And that's what he had to work himself through.
Yeah, and I think that you know, it's not, it doesn't, it didn't sound like something that is going to impede him long term.
It's fluid.
It's go ahead. Yeah.
It's fluid, which creates pressure, which creates irritation. So it's like, it's not because it's a ligament that's torn in there that they didn't see and they got to clean
MRI
it up.
No, MRI was clean, they said. Yeah. Absolutely
it's,
clean.
It's just fluid, right? It's you moving something that just was scoped, that, you know, you just had surgery. Like, and like for me, I have four. They went in four different spots for me. So they probably went in four different spots for him. So that's four times that like a arthroscopic scope went inside of his body. So it's going to be, you know, moving, irritate, nerve regeneration, inflammation. You know, you got to manage that for a little bit.
Yeah. So again, they have, you know, the rest of this week is unlikely, as Tib said. I don't see it happening, him coming back from New York to Denver to play in the Denver game. So you give him till Saturday, see if Saturday, 1 o'clock game against the Nets, you know, can he play in that one? Or do you say, you know what, we could take it all the way to, you know, perhaps Monday and then wait till next week and let him decide? And that's really what they're doing. They're going to leave it up to him. How does it feel? And can you go? The Sacramento game, he said, I could go. But it was in that game where you could see him shooting the basketball and he just couldn't. He struggled shooting the basketball. He was great defensively, but he couldn't shoot the ball. So it just got to a point where he's like, I can't help the team. So let's get this thing checked out. And if it's bothering you, wait till you're feeling good again and then come back and join the team. I expect him to be back. It's the Randle part of it that has me the most concerned, because it's getting really, really late in the go now. And he hasn't been cleared for contact. If he hasn't done contact yet, what is the reason for it? Because by now you would think, all right, if you can, you would. But if you're not confident in it, or if it's still kind of sore, whatever it is, you know, do you wait to the playoffs? Like, there's a lot that needs to be figured out with Julius Randle, and that remains for me a concern, is his availability for the rest of this season. We've got more calls to get to. We'll get to them with you at 800-919-3776 on a Knicks run right now, four straight wins, three on this road trip. That is unexpected. Bart certainly didn't predict it, although he claims he did, Hater. But they are playing terrific basketball, and it's a team that – how do you not like this team? Yeah. It's like saying, how do you not like Jalen Brunson? If you don't like Jalen Brunson, yeah, you just got hate in your heart.
Yeah.
He's a good player. Great player. Great kid. Great personality, too.
Yeah, before we go on break, I just want people to ponder this. Was this more about the New York Knicks or more about the Golden State Warriors?
You mean the Warriors that just beat the Lakers?
How have the mighty fallen? Oh, the two playing teams?
Yeah, you're right. Tell you what, you know what though, Draymond, your guy Draymond Green,
yeah,
he did not look good.
Yeah, he looks old. He don't have the skill set. If you got a small team that can keep up with him, and run with him, so he can't, you know, because he's not the greatest ball handler. But people, no. I think, because it's a center following him, it's usually like somebody that can't get up in him.
Yeah, he just looked like it's
slowing
wasn't
down.
Really impactful. And then, but Chris Paul looked great. He looked great, but yeah, Draymond had a rough one. All right, we have more calls to get to. At 1 o'clock, we'll get into Mel Kiper's latest mock draft, where he has the Giants going at 6, what he has the Jets doing at 10, and more. So plenty more to get to on the show. Your calls are a big part of it. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Mac boy won his first rose, man. Oh, Flip. Damn shame what happened to Flip.
All right, let's get some more calls rolling here. 800, 900,
straight bonks, B. We playing for straight bonks.
Spike in St. Pete. Spike, you must have enjoyed that road trip so far.
Damn, Spike, where you been, Dow?
Yeah, I called about a couple of weeks ago. Got some issues, but I'm good, man. 92-93 team when X-Man was 60, there.
60
they were tougher than, what was it, Bonfire of the Vanities, Wrong Exit, if you remember that
tougher
one.
Tougher than Salisbury Steak at lunchtime in high school.
You got it. But this is the best defensive integrity team I've seen since the championship years. And I got one friend left who played D1 ball or TCNY. He's in California now, and he says, what happened last night? Because he's getting on a plane. He loved Deuce McBride. I love Deuce McBride. Larry will tell you. Gordon will tell you. I loved him playing for that a-hole over at West Virginia. He's the best defender on the ball and off the ball. He keeps his hands and his feet moving, and he worked on his shot. He's dedicated. He's small, but Lillard's small. Donovan Mitchell, small, upper body strength. The two guys we must have healthy are Hartenstein and OG. And I'm not casting any aspersions on Julius Randle. I'm not. Precious can rebound and defend better than him. Just can't put the sports, the toughness and the scoring. But I wouldn't push anybody now. I'll go to war. First of all, play Cleveland in the parking lot on a Sunday.
Do
we own them? I just don't want to have to go through Miami and Boston. How do you feel about that?
Well, I tell you what, the team, and you're right there, the team I'm more concerned with is your Orlando Magic, who you match up with right now. Thank you, Spike. Always good to hear from you. I mean, that Orlando does have your number, and they've got size. They're a big team, and they get after it physically, defensively. But in a playoff series, they're a younger team.
And you beat them last time.
Can you have
you
the upper hand?
You finally got that one. And, you know, you show, like, you know, who knows, maybe you're a bigger team and a little bit too big for them when you're all together now.
Well, that's a key part of it, too, being all together. And for them, again, the playoff experience not really there nearly as much. But, you know, again, those are the types of matchups that concern you. Freddie in Brooklyn. What's up, Freddie?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
You know, I'm a bit concerned about OG's status right now. With all due regard to Bart, I mean, it's not fair to equate your situation with OG's present situation. Because no two injuries are the same. No two responses are the same. And we could have noticed from the Sacramento game that every time he shoots, he was holding his elbow. Mm-hmm. That in itself was kind of alarming. And the fact that they had to send him back to New York without keeping him there and giving him the 2 days of recovery is cause for concern right now. So I think there may be something more going on, even though the MRI was clean.
Well, if the MRI is clean, Freddie, that means there's nothing going on other than, like Bart said, it's swelling. They're saying it's day to day. So there's no structural issues happening there, and he just has to – it flared up, they're saying, and it just has to calm back down again. That's all that it's expected because, as Bart said again, you go through a procedure like that. You have things that went into your elbow and moved around, and, you know, it's – and he tweaked it in the game against Portland. That's where it all started. When he reached in, he tweaked it there, and then from there it just bothered him. So that's it.
But
the cause for concern is that, you know, time is getting short until the playoffs, and how many games really need now to be recovering from this surgery? And also, Alan, I have a question for you.
Okay.
In comparing LeBron and Victor, if you could forget what LeBron has achieved in his time in the NBA, but going back to their pre-draft days, with all the hullabaloo that was about them coming out, who would you take? LeBron or Victor at the start of their career in the draft?
At the start of their careers, it's a good question. You know, again, if you don't know what LeBron is going to become, which is an all-time great, and you're asking me who do I take, I probably would take LeBron because to me, the only thing that's going to stop Wembanyama from becoming an all-time great is health. Because a player that size,
big dude in them feet,
it's just historically, you know, the league has shown you time and time again, Yao Ming, great example. Now, he's not as heavy as Yao Ming. Maybe that helps him. But I think Wembanyama, I watched him a lot lately because he's been on a lot. And I'm seeing him start to look like
dominate.
What Kareem looked like when he was young. coming into the league with that ability to just score in many different ways and just
and
an ease.
So
and, well, yeah, but an ease about it too. Like, you don't see him ever get flustered. Like, you know, that blank stare. He just doesn't show you too much emotion. Like, Kareem was the same way. So I think that there's great potential there. But if you ask me, if you're giving me both players, I'll take the guy that already came into the league at 220, you know, with a 6'8 body at 220 that was going to eventually become 245. Like, that's the one you just feel like the wings that are 6'8 have just the ability to play a lot more because their bodies can handle it less than a guy who's 7'3, super skinny, and you worry about feet and joints with guys like that.
But, man, if he continues on that
Giannis. Oh, my God.
If he continues on that Giannis, like, body trajectory.
Yeah.
Where he gets a little, like, because Giannis don't get hurt. He's like a freaking machine now. Like, we saw him hyperextend his knee and come back like Wakanda. He got some adamantium or whatever they call that
vibranium.
Stuff. Yeah, vibranium. He got some vibranium and came back. You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you what. Like I said, I'm rooting for it. I said on Get Up weeks ago, and people went nuts, that I think he's the future face of this league because he's got all the intangibles. Yeah. I'm rooting for it, but if you ask me, that's the answer I'd give you.
Can I go back to my point that I said on Get Up, and then everybody, they put it on there, then they took it off?
What's that?
I said Ant-Man.
Yes.
It's the best chance to have an American face at an NBA. And what he did yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Once again, is another example of how this guy is box office. And they took it down. They were afraid because I said it and people were, they put ESPN posted what the football guy said.
I think people were more afraid of the xenophobia in the statement, but I'm with you.
Nah.
I'm with you.
He got the charisma and the game.
You know what he needs?
And on a good enough team to be up, you need to lead that market.
He needs the team that's an all-time team. Like, he needs to be on a great team because then everybody will see him.
He's going to New York.
And I don't know about that. I'm just saying, like, he needs to be on a team, though, that is, like, got a chance to win. Look, all the all-time greats were champions, and that's when they became, like, faces of the league. All those names I'll give you, they had to win an NBA championship, and usually it's multiple to get to that level. Mm-hmm. You know, Anthony Edwards has all those pieces, the personality and all that other stuff that could do it. It's the last piece is that. But what he did last night, have you ever seen somebody get dunked on and they get injured because they were dunked on?
That's even worse.
When does that happen?
He took a knee to the temple. It was like, shut up. Get up.
Hear about that, of course, coming up on Audio Files, which will come up in the bottom of the 1 o'clock hour. But coming up next, while we still have your basketball calls, and we'll continue those throughout the show, Mel Kiper has a new draft out. And what he has the Giants doing at 6 is curious. But what he has the Jets doing at 10 might really get Bart fired up. Stay with us. But first, Bart, please tell me about BetMGM.
Yes, discover BetMGM, the sports betting app New Yorkers turn to for nonstop buzzer-beating action all season long. Take the hard-hitting excitement of March matchups to the next level with the lion's share of promotions and betting options, whether you're cheering courtside or from the comfort of your couch. BetMGM keeps the adrenaline pumping with every dunk, three-pointer, and buzzer beater. Join the excitement now with BetMGM. Plus, every time you make a wager, you can earn BetMGM reward points, which means you can turn the convenience of online betting into real-world rewards at one of MGM's signature resorts and more. BetMGM and GameSense reminds you to play responsibly. Download the app, the BetMGM app today, and enjoy March matchups like never before. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. A familiar face at Yankee camp yesterday as Joe Torre stopped by, even made a pitching change for his old team. He also joined the Michael Kay Show. Can Torre believe it's been 17 years since he managed the Yanks?
Michael, I want to tell you, you're not even close to where I am right now. When it gets to a certain number, it's like the calendar turns every 10 minutes. The Yankees changed my life professionally and certainly put me in a place that I never dreamed I'd be, and I just could never be more appreciative.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it is Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the choice in New York sports talk. It is the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM and the all-new ESPN New York app.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.